the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord's face shine on you.
It's time now for Faith in Action, the program that looks at how ordinary people incorporate their faith into their everyday lives. The program is underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
Yes, may the Lord's peace be with you. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is MJ Crowder, and made it through the holidays again.
I can't believe it. That went quickly.
You know, we're going to be talking about New Year's resolutions kind of a little bit here, but I wonder how many are broken already.
Well, since we're about 2 weeks into the new year, I can already say I was really on it for the first, well, okay, I was really on it. That's
what I'm saying. But yeah, you know, so many, you start with really good intentions. I mean, you really mean to do it.
Do you know, I think I read someplace that by February 1st, some real high number, like 98% have slipped off the wagon. So I'm going to put myself right in there. Got much good company.
Hey, we want to talk about our dinner coming up, and a special dinner this year. We have had 9 dinners in the past, which makes this our 10th anniversary dinner.
Oh, and this is going to be so wonderful. I'm so excited. Of course, this has been a big year for Jim and myself and all of Catholic Radio. Father Rick Nagel, I mean, you know, we could have had an internationally renowned speaker, but we decided to go just a little bit higher than that, a little bit better than that, and get our own backyard.
At a board meeting, we were talking about, gee, could we get this person or that person, and actually made some contacts. And then someone suggested, well, what about Father Rick Nagel locally here?
Yeah, and wow.
I thought, wow, that's it. We're done.
Yeah, that's it. And we're really tickled. Actually, he's got an incredible schedule down at St. John's. So we're very blessed that he's going to be able to be our speaker. And you know, if you've come to a dinner in the past, that we have a fun evening. The silent auction is delightful.
Absolutely.
Really delightful. And we do have room for a few more items.
We sure do. We can have just virtually unlimited number of items, and it just makes it fun. We like to have them in all kinds of different price ranges so that there's something for everybody. And so if you can have a donation that you'd like to make, give us a call at Catholic Radio or leave us a note at our website. And we want to mention new location this year, too.
The first time ever, 71st and Keystone Knights of Columbus. We've had some great experience with their different functions in the past. And this is it's a big change. It's not at the Riverwalk in Broad Ripple, but it is 71st and Keystone Knights of Columbus, February 25th. You should be getting your invitation any day now, just really any day now. But if you're listening to this and you don't have an invitation, you can go to our website. All the information is on the website, and you can pay for it on the website.
All right.
CatholicRadioIndy.org. Welcome today to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Dr. Carolyn Burgess. She is the Wellness Director of Trinity Holistic Wellness. Welcome.
Well, I am happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
You know, I have to tell our listeners that it's kind of perfect in keeping with talking about our dinner. Last year at our dinner, the Catholic Radio dinner, Andrea Wulsifer bid and was the successful winner of a Faith in Action show. And this is the result of her winning.
Oh, I did not realize it. Yes. Andrea is lovely, lovely. She and I have been working together for years on wellness,
that's
and she's done great.
She
she's amazing.
She says about 10 years or something
Yes, it's probably been all of that. Yeah. She's lovely, lovely woman.
She is, and she paid to have this half hour complete, whatever she wanted it to be, and we will have that again this year at the silent auction.
Oh,
so I'm so glad that she actually donated her half hour to you and said, oh, she'd be a great speaker, MJ. She'd be wonderful.
So that's lovely.
So yeah. There's so many things we need to talk about because this is perfect timing. 1st of January.
New Year's resolution. You got it.
Okay, tell us a little bit about you. So Tell us about your family. What side of town you live on? What parish you belong to?
Well, I'm married. My husband and I. We have three children. We have three grandchildren. We have a fourth one on the way. Exciting. Very exciting. Our daughter and our son-in-law. They live in Carmel, and we live in Carmel, so that's nice. We get to see them. Matter of fact, just yesterday, I took one of the granddaughters to the Irish step dancing, and that was Wednesday. It's Mimi time. Yes.
Small world. That's what I am. I'm Mimi too.
Oh, wonderful.
Whatever happened to Grandma?
Why no. I didn't want a Mama or a Mima or something like that. And you know, I kind of was going for Mamie because we had someone in my youth that we called Mamie. Mm-hmm. But the first time that I said that to him, he said Mimi, and I said, "Well, that's it. Whatever.
You're Mimi. Forever known as.
Yeah, forever known as. Exactly. Close right. Enough. Close enough. Okay, so." Wellness Director, Trinity Holistic Wellness.
Right.
If anything, 2014 is the year for us to get well. And holistically, this is so timely.
It's wonderful. And this time of the year, it's absolutely amazing because we've just gone through the holidays. We've enjoyed times with our family. We've had, you know, lots of love in our lives. We've had a beautiful season of Advent. And with that, we tend to eat inappropriately at times. We have a little bit too much sugar and a little too much, you know, flour. And so we're not always feeling physically real well in January.
You said flour.
Yeah.
This is okay. So I know. We didn't mention alcohol, but okay. This was further down my list to get into, but let's just get into it now.
Go.
You opened the can of worms. Yeah. So flour is this, our listeners will understand that everything out there now, it used to be, you know, sugar-free, it used to be fat-free, it used to be, now the big deal is gluten.
Gluten-free. Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody is down on the flour deal. So, but you mentioned it specifically. So is flour?
Well, flour converts to sugar readily, easily in the body. Okay. And it's got a very high, what we call glycemic index. So with a high glycemic index, that food is going to convert to sugar. Sugar is inflammatory in the body.
Inflammatory.
You'll have increased inflammation, pain, and also that tends to set the pH in your body off. You'll be a little bit more acidic. And when the body is acidic, things, viruses can grow easier. Bacteria can grow easier. Matter of fact, there have been studies that have shown that cancer cells will not grow in a body that is more alkaline in nature. So just from a general well-being, we want to make sure we're including foods in our diet that will help the body to be a little more alkaline versus acidic forming. But also
isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but people don't realize that. And also in flour, when it's processed, they use bromide in there.
Yes. That's one of the killer things.
It is. It is. And it interferes with thyroid functioning. Because those of us that may remember that periodic table of elements, well, iodine is in the same column as your bromide. And your thyroid needs iodine for proper functioning.
Just read this on Facebook. This is interesting because I just, you know, it's wonderful if you, of course, Catholic Radio is on Facebook. Like us on Facebook. But I do have a friend on Facebook who is very health conscious. Mm-hmm. And she just listed the 10 things that are outlawed in other countries that we can ingest,
here in this country.
And one of them was, bromide. I mean, also olein, you know, the no-fat. Olestra, whatever that thing is. But bromide is
in the halogen family, and we have so many thyroid issues in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we have a lot of people suffer from, you know, weakness and fatigue, and a lot of times that is a thyroid issue, and you just have to nourish it.
How would you recognize a food that has bromide in it?
If it has flour, unless the flour says non-bromided,
buy a non-bromide flour.
You can.
Is this going to be a brown, heavy wheat, blah, blah, blah?
Even wheat, we see a lot of sensitivities to gluten. And I do a lot of, I ascribe to the blood type diet. And I find my patients do well with the blood type diet.
So you find out what blood type you are, and then you eat according to that.
Yes.
Okay, listeners, if you're just now tuning in, our guest today, Dr. Carolyn Burgess, Wellness Director, Trinity Holistic Wellness. And you know what's, so this is not a TV show, but looking at her, she's drop dead gorgeous. And obviously she's taken very good care of herself. She looks fabulous. But I really was kind of with a jaundiced eye going into this gluten thing, thinking, okay, is this the, you know, the Atkins diet of years ago? Is this the buzz for now? Is this the new fad? Mm-hmm. Is this, but talking to you, you're kind of,
I think we do best without gluten. Now,
really?
Some folks can handle it a little bit. It doesn't mean it's good for them. It doesn't mean it's going to give them, you know, a life force. It's not going to give them vitality and energy. It doesn't offer a lot of nutrition. Matter of fact, most of the nutrients are stripped out of that flour, and they'll add some synthetic nutrients.
Right.
So one of the things I like to tell my patients is to eat food that remembers where it came from.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of like that. There was the paleo diet. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So that was kind of interesting because we've gone through the diets of eat what only God made, mm-hmm. and God didn't make bread. You know
right.
what I mean? Basically,
right.
it's so if you eat fruits and vegetables and meats, even
right,
but
yeah.
it's what God made, and He didn't make Twinkies, right?
Right.
So, yeah. And I think that okay. But that's kind of interesting because we did go through a period of whole wheat, whole grain. Everybody was rah-rah if you do that.
Right.
And now this is really against this is that. It's
well,
different.
Well, and we'll find with the different blood types. So say blood type A, for example, they will do better on more of a vegetarian or vegan type diet. However, our blood type, and I'm an A, so I do well when I eat that way. And I'll have some fish and a little chicken or turkey, but lots of vegetables. Now, our blood type O friends, they need more meat.
Oh,
and
I'm glad you said that.
Are you all?
Okay, yeah, I am. Oh, and you know, I find that I remember when I was little, my mother said, "Oh, you need to eat. You need to eat for women. You know, you
right.
need to replenish."
Sure,
and so,
most definitely.
Yeah, you do. And mm-hmm. you know what? I do feel better. Although I don't, I do know that when I eat sugar or if I eat a lot of bread, an hour or two later, I'm ready for a nap. I get a real
crash of
sleepiness. We need to take a break, and we'll be right back.
All right.
This program is made possible by Peyton Manning Children's Hospital at St. Vincent, providing parents with answers to kids' health questions from a registered nurse 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 317-338-KIDS. More information is available at kidshealthline.com. And remember, for answers to kids' health questions 24 hours a day, it's 317-338-KIDS, a service of Peyton Manning Children's Hospital at St. Vincent.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Dr. Carolyn Burgess, Wellness Director, Trinity Holistic Wellness. We haven't even gotten to the first question I was going to ask
We're
you.
Having a good time, though.
Yeah, we are. But I mean, God, you know, we always say a little prayer. Yeah. I say a prayer to the Holy Spirit before I start each program. And, you know, He takes us in the direction that we need to go. And, you know, I think this is very timely, though. I mean,
yes.
I think everyone wants to know. Information is power. And we all want to know more information about our bodies. There's so limited good information out there. Let's jump, because there is holistic wellness. Okay, so
sure.
In my mind, I'm thinking holistic wellness. Okay, so I'm thinking doctors of osteopathy. I mean, they go more
sure.
towards, you know, not go to the prescription pad immediately.
Right.
So and Andrea Wolsifer, actually, who's responsible for kind of orchestrating today through winning the Faith in Action auction. Faith in Action auction, say that three times fast, at our dinner last year. But she was telling me that she has been unmedicated or off medication
for several
for
quite
she
some
said
time
almost
now.
10
yeah.
years
yes yes
so
yeah.
And Andrea
yes,
wouldn't be surprised if I said that she was older than 50.
This is true.
And
yes.
I'm not going to say more than that, but I'll just say that she right. is, you know, in the age range of a lot of us, and she's yeah. very proud of the fact that she's not on a chronic medication.
Yes, and that's true. You know, I believe we can support the body naturally. Now, that's not to ever take anything away from our allopathic friends. There is certainly a time and place for modern day medicine, and I think we need to kind of work to come together to find that balance.
Now, Doctor, you mentioned patients, what sort of problems do patients have? Why do they come to you? I mean, they wouldn't come to you for a broken arm.
True, yeah. You know, a lot of times fatigue and weight loss and hormonal imbalance. That's most of the issues that I'll have individuals will seek me out for.
But how do you say hormonal imbalance? Mm-hmm. So I've made no, you know, secret of the fact that I'm 45. 50, anyway, I've made no secret of the fact. Jim's over here rolling his eyes. So you hear all these commercials about, oh, once you hit 40, 45, your hormones out of balance, take this pill, right. And all of a sudden you're going to lose 20 pounds.
Right.
So yeah. what's the fallacy to that? And how would someone know if they are not in hormonal balance?
Well, when their hormones aren't balanced, you just don't feel on top of your game. You can be moody. You can be irritated more easily. Especially with women, I'll see that they will share with me that they snapped at their children, they snapped at their husband, and then they carry that inside of them. They feel bad about themselves, and when it's not true to who they are, it's hormones. And hormones have more power than willpower.
And oh, I like
so
that.
If you're
grabbing,
you know, if you're like going through the cupboard looking for the chocolate,
right.
There's an underlying issue that needs to be addressed because we shouldn't need that chocolate to sustain life.
Oh, wait a second. I love this. So wait a second. You're getting right back to it's not, okay, well, let me get this right. It's not what you're eating. It's what's eating you.
There you go. Yes. Okay, yeah, that's
so
great. I love that.
So are
that.
You saying really, because I just had lunch with a friend the other day. You know, Christmas is a lot of times you see people you don't see much during the year. And we went to a local place, a local eatery, and we had a salad. And we looked at each other and I said, you know, I always like a little piece of chocolate after.
Right.
And she looked at me and she said, I need that right after lunch. I need a little bit of chocolate. And you just said, we don't need that.
Quite often, a chocolate craving is a magnesium deficiency. And a salt,
oh,
say salt craving.
Word.
A lot of folks crave salt. That's typically an adrenal weakness because your adrenals need sodium and the other minerals that you find in the sea, not just sodium, but you need sodium, potassium, manganese, you know, all these minerals that you find in the sea. The adrenals need that to make their hormones. And a lot of the adrenal hormones, there are stress hormones. And who isn't stressed now?
Who isn't stressed?
You know, that's you put the pedal to the metal, and you feel guilty if you ever let it up. That's, you know, that's the way it is here. Now, 2014, it hasn't changed over the last several decades.
Okay, so Dr. Carolyn, let me ask you this. Would you be the type of doctor that you would go to, that I would go to, that our listeners would go to? And first of all, do you treat men and women or just women?
Both. However, most of my patients are women.
Okay.
And their husbands tend to follow them afterwards.
Okay. So I see. So the woman gets through the door and then she brings
and we get her well
along.
And then
right,
she
right.
wants, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. So is this a burgeoning type of practice or what should I say, way of thinking? I mean, I think it is only from Facebook and from the things that I've heard that everyone
field
wants
is
to
growing.
Go. Yeah.
Yeah. I think the field is
natural.
Growing by leaps and bounds. Yeah. The thing with the patient or the individual that wants to seek out more natural care, it's a partnership. I don't just tell them, you know, follow A, B, and C. I share with them, here's A, here's B, here's C, here's your steps. You follow, here's why this works in your life. But then you have to go home and do it.
Right.
And so there's an awareness that develops in the patient. I like to tell them, it's like they're going back to school.
And they get to learn. I tell you, the people that I have spoken to I have a sister-in-law that has subscribed to this for years, and she kind of naturally lost a significant amount of weight and has maintained it. Now, Andrea didn't need to lose any weight. She just looks fabulous.
She does, the
unmedicated
yes.
part gets me. But, you know, we were talking off air a little bit about how does naturopathy, because that naturopathy, how does that fit with Catholicism and Christianity? I mean, what's the, I know that we're talking about the foods that God made
sure,
for us.
Yeah.
But beyond that, are you able to weave your faith into your practice?
My faith is a central part of not only my practice, but my life. I attend Mass almost every day. I love Mass in the morning. And what other faith can you do that in?
Yeah, sure.
And it
yeah.
centers me and brings me to a space where I can be of service for God and take the gifts He's given me and use those. And then so I walk in my office. And it's not uncommon that it just seems that scripture, that reading that I heard that moment is just the message that patient needs to hear. And I'll pull out my Magnificat and they're just kind of blown away because that's what they needed.
Are there a lot of doctors of naturopath or are there
there's,
a lot in Indianapolis
not,
or
there's
not?
There's a few. I think I may be one of the only Christian and especially one of the only Catholic naturopaths, but there's not many around. And even the name of my practice, Trinity, the Holy Trinity. I wanted to make it really clear who's in charge of my practice. It's not me. When I'm working with patients, I get their stories.
Sure.
It's very intimate.
Now, you talked about foods and things that people should and shouldn't be eating. Yeah. What about vitamins and supplements and things like that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I do a lot with vitamins and supplements. And you want to be, if you're going to do vitamins and supplements on your own, I would highly recommend that someone at least go to the health food store, get a good quality product, because there is a difference in a synthetic product versus a natural product.
Okay, so I think I already know the answer to this question, but our listeners won't, so I'm going to toss it out there. Since I imagine that people are coming to you not with a broken arm, as Jim mentioned earlier, but maybe with just fatigue or just a feeling of not wellness, that insurance, of course, that's changing. That's a big... I don't even know what are who knows what's... But are you... I'm guessing that... A visit to you is not covered by most insurance.
That's correct. It's not covered by insurance.
Mm-hmm. So this is a choice that you make, basically. And this is kind of, as I'm listening to you and talking to you and hearing you, it's kind of like almost a therapist for your body, if you will.
Pretty much. Yeah, I love that. That's great. Yeah.
Okay. But because you said earlier that you listen to them, and not only, I imagine that there are issues going on in our lives that affect,
Stress is a big factor nowadays. And when I'm working with individuals, I have to look at their level of stress, and that's going to affect their adrenal glands. It's also going to affect the thyroid gland, because the thyroid is the mate. It runs they run your motor, and your thyroid can intentionally just lower the motor to protect someone who's under a lot of stress. And stress is emotional stress, but it can also be chronic physical stress, and that can be dietary. And stress can be what you're thinking about that day, or maybe what happened 10 years ago that you're thinking again about that day, even though it's not actually happening.
I love this. I absolutely love this. I want to make an appointment with you right now. And obviously I want to give your information for our listeners. But
do you ever run into patients that you just can't help? I mean, somebody comes and says, gee, I feel this way. I think I need this or that. And
The biggest roadblock that I see when I'm working with patients is it's got to be their compliance. You've got to want that. And some people are not really in the place that they're ready to be well emotionally. There are people that are comfortable, and I don't mean this hurtful to anyone, but sometimes someone's in a victim space and they don't know that they're worthy enough to be outside of that.
Sure. But I think that's a lot of people mm-hmm. because we live in society in almost a victim society where just about everybody, I mean, you hear that alcoholics even are victims, and that they don't choose to drink, but they're victims. And if we're all victims, if we're easily labeled all victims, it's easily to kind of throw up your arms and say, gee, I have no control over this.
And you can kind of self-sabotage.
You can self-sabotage.
That's why I offer a book club, and I offer free monthly meetings to, try and help to bring people into the space of knowledge and education and support.
Well,
so they feel worthy enough and good enough.
Dr. Carolyn, our guest today on Faith in Action, Dr. Carolyn Burgess, Wellness Director, Trinity Holistic Wellness. I would like to know more information. Do you have a website? Do you have a phone number? Do you have an email?
My website, it's a long website, but it's easy to remember. It's trinityholisticwellness.com.
Okay, and what side of town are you located?
I'm up in Carmel. I recently moved my office into my home because I'm writing a book.
Oh, boy.
And I needed to create the time and space for that, and I wanted to create some seminars and workshops.
Okay, so trinityholisticwellness.com, just as it sounds. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Trinity, Holy Trinity. Holistic, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C, wellness.com. And so we could make an appointment. So if I called your office today and say, I need an appointment, how far off are we booked? And I know it's just into the new year.
Towards the end of January, maybe.
So a couple weeks out.
Okay. We might be looking at the beginning of February.
Okay. Yeah. We just have a couple minutes left. Time always goes so quickly.
I just a question too.
Okay, all right, I'll let you slip in there, Jim.
Visit or a session.
The initial visit's 90 minutes, an hour and a half, because I've really got to dive in there and find, to get to the root cause. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, a typical doctor.
See in a month.
For a couple of minutes, you're pretty lucky. Right.
Yep, the follow-up is in about a month, and that's a 45-minute. And I typically see new patients once a month for the first 3 or 4 months. And those are 45-minute appointments.
Okay, and then, so yeah. Overall, so let's just say you're 90% of your patients are do they come mm-hmm. to you for weight loss? Do they come to you for smoking cessation? Do they
probably
come to you
good,
for just what?
A good 60% are weight loss.
Really?
And
okay.
My approach with weight loss is a healthy body is a thin body. Now, the opposite
I
of that
like
is not
that.
True.
Okay.
A thin body isn't always a healthy body, right. But a healthy body is a thin body.
Yeah. Okay, because I think that we take things or we do things to our body that are preventable. You know, I mean, so we take things or maybe even medications or food. Mm-hmm. So you've kind of
the
supported
Twinkie.
That. The Twinkie, I know. You know, it's when they went out of business a few months ago. I remember calling my sister in Oregon. She said, "I'm looking for them." And I thought, "Why are we looking?
Why
for
are we doing
them?
This?
Yeah. Why are we doing this?" Yeah. Okay, so we really just have a little over a minute left, mm-hmm. Dr. Carolyn. I'm going to cede that to you. We didn't get anywhere near to what we wanted to talk about, but we got to where God wanted us to be during
yes,
this session.
Did.
So what would you offer our listeners? What do you want to toss out there?
A few takeaways.
All right.
Artificial sweeteners are going to interfere with weight loss attempts. Aspartame is pretty toxic to the endocrine system, to your pituitary gland.
Okay.
So there's a book called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Splenda is real toxic, is very toxic to your liver and your kidneys, and your liver is your chief fat-burning organ. So we want to be able to nourish that liver.
Diet Coke.
Diet Coke, okay. Yeah. The aspartame and Splenda and the hydrogenated fats, the fried fats, they have a 57-day half-life, which means they're stuck in your body for 57 days. Half is gone, and then another 57 days, half of the half.
Wow. French fries.
And French fries, they live for, they don't mold, they don't break down.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, anything. So get rid of the soft drinks. That's what they've been telling us.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
I drink sparkling water, the Perrier. Is that okay? Is that Oh, you're shaking.
I would be careful because of the calcium. The phosphoric acid in there is going to interfere with calcium mobilization in your body.
So even sparkling water.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, but it's, water with some fresh lemon, cucumber.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you. Okay, our guest today, Dr. Carolyn Burgess. I'm so excited.
One more time with the website.
Yeah, okay, one more time with the website.
TrinityHolisticWellness.com.
Boy, you're going to get a big bump after today. God bless you for being our guest.
Thank you.
And may
God
the Lord's
bless you.
Peace be with you.
May the Lord's peace be with you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten by St. Vincent Health, providing the spirit of caring through 20 health ministries that serve 46 central Indiana counties, and by Marian University, offering Catholic and academic excellence in the Franciscan and liberal arts traditions. To suggest a topic or guest for this program, call us at 317-870-8400.
May the Lord's peace be with you. May the Lord's peace.